One of my fondest memories from when I was on Head Start, and we lived in a place called Dexter, Missouri, and this was my biggest 70s feeling memory that really struck me about being from the 1970s. We all met, it was like on a Saturday, and I remember we all got in the back of a pickup truck, and I can remember us pulling into this grassy lot that was next to the Sonic, and as we pulled in, like there was an El Camino, and there was a bunch of older 1970s cars that all just kind of pulled in, and they had teenagers, because my cousin Joe was like in high school, and my cousin Jeannie, she must have been in high school, so he's like a junior or something, but I remember when we got there, like they pulled out a radio and they started playing 70s music, and kids were flipping frisbees, and there was like a dog. I mean, it was so, you know, you could almost feel the rainbow crest over the place. But we had Sonic food, and it, matter of fact, if I remember correctly, it might have been because it was around the 4th of July, because it seemed like they shot fireworks later in the day. But man, that memory sticks out to me because, it really epitomized the 70s for me. They were wearing overalls, and my cousin Joe had a perm. And which he put a, he wouldn't be thinking. But it was just fun. The other memory I have from Dexter, Missouri, because we lived there about a year, was Halloween. And the thing that strikes me was, it was what I consider to be like the essence of a Halloween night, because we had gotten up that morning, and it was like a Saturday, and we had went downtown to Dexter, which had been around where the Sonic was at. And we all sat out on the lawns and stuff and had a picnic, and they had a parade. It was like a Halloween parade. People were dressed up in new costumes, and the fire truck came down with, and I remember the band played, and I mean, it was very 70s, I mean, looking back at it. But the thing is, I remember I wanted to be a fireman. So my mom had gotten this fireman costume, which is one of these old plastic masks where the lip is a slit, and you know, you'd put your lip on it every once in a while. Had the rubber band back to it. And I remember the costume was plastic, probably really flammable stuff too. And it was so hot. I mean, it was just, you were sweating the whole time you were doing it. But the thing about it was, so me and my younger cousins, actually my high school age cousins too, Jeannie, who was the oldest, Joe, who was the boy, who was right under her, and Dana, who was probably in fourth grade at the time, me, who was the head start, they dropped us off in this neighborhood in Dexter, and we decked out our costumes, and we had these candy bags, and we just go house to house, and there were rows on the sidewalk of children running up to doorbell, you know, and you hear the doorbell and laughing and stuff. And I mean, it was so Halloween. It's what you picture as being Halloween. In some weird way, it's like the opening scene of the movie Halloween, where you see all these children. Looking back at it, it's hard for me to believe that there was that many children in Dexter. But it seems like we went from the time, because they had a parade as the sun went down. We walked in part of that parade, and then we splayed out into the neighborhood and went to our retreat. And we were gone for like 4 hours, and we just went from house to house, and I remember we had so much candy that even with all the kids around, you'd see somebody in costume or something. There was that air of creepiness, you know, and you could smell the candle wax from the pumpkins as they were flickering, you know, on the doorsteps. And you know, every fourth or fifth house would have their porch light on, so it was a little bit more creepy, you know. And especially watching all the kids under the street lights. But that, looking back at it, I've lived in some small towns, Harling, Fort Smith, where I had Halloweens that reminded me of Halloween, but this was so 1977 Halloween night and it was just like perfect because I think what was funny is I think we even ate hot dogs before the parade, so I mean, you know, and ate popcorn, so it was like a huge thing. But that is, I had a lot for that year we lived in Dexter, Missouri. That was my Years and Days of Confused, I guess.